Become a Leslie's Pro member, and with almost 1,000 locations conveniently located less than 3 miles from your service route, you can quickly get in and out and take care of your customers. Get Skimmer, America's number one pool service software platform. Listeners of the podcast can try Skimmer for free. Visit my website, swimmingpoollearning.com, and click on the Leslie's Pro and the Skimmer banners to learn more. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. Hi, and welcome to the Pool Guy Podcast Show. In this episode, I'm going to go over just a few things, or maybe a couple of things, that will set you apart from just about every other pool service company out there. And these are really easy things to implement in your company, and I promise you that these will actually bring you more business and make your business a lot more recognizable and reputable in your area. Pool Service Pro, open a Leslie's wholesale account today and receive wholesale pricing on products you use every day. Leslie's Pool Supply offers convenient locations that are open 7 days a week. Another great benefit of opening a Leslie's wholesale account is Leslie's referral program. Get referred to a customer looking for weekly pool service. Save time and money and grow your pool service route and become a Leslie's Pro. I guess that intro sounds a little bit like one of those telemarketer or infomercials that you used to see on TV all the time. But in truth, there are just a few simple things you can do with your service business that will take it to the next level. And these things are extremely easy to do. And surprisingly, these things are not done in a lot of industries. For example, in real estate, I deal with a lot of different agents in what I do on the side. I do a lot of real estate on the side. And I can tell you that about 70% of the agents don't respond to phone calls very well, don't follow up, don't even take the courtesy of returning a call if you leave a message. And this is an industry that pretty much survives and thrives on connecting with clients and returning calls. And so to me, I think in the pool service industry, one of the biggest things that you need to really develop is the ability to call back customers or to text back if they leave a message. And surprisingly, a lot of people are not very good at this, not just in the real estate industry, like I mentioned, but in every industry. When you're calling different places, there's not a lot of people calling you back or getting back to you. And this is really one of the most important things about building up your business and keeping it thriving out there. And not just calling back the customer, but also the way you handle it or the way you actually talk to the customer. I can't tell you how many Yelp reviews I've read that, you know, like for a contractor or a plumber or for whatever other service, where they get 1-star reviews all the time because, you know, they get people saying they don't answer the phone, they never call them back, they were really rude when they called or really short with them. And this really affects your business. And there's going to be people out there that are going to leave these 1-star kind of bag reviews on you, which are really, I think, unnecessary. I mean, come on, you're not reviewing the service of the company per se with those reviews, but you get all those, you know, like when you go to Amazon and someone's like, well, the box was ripped, or, you know, I didn't like the way it was packaged. It's nothing to do with the product. However, that still affects the overall review of the product. And in business, a 1-star Yelp review, regardless if it is, you know, he never answered his phone or never called me back, still negatively impacts you. And worse than that, if they go on Google and leave you a bad Google review, that really hurts all of your SEOs. So you want to make sure that you're really responsive and you call people back. Even if you call them back and say, oh, you know what, that's out of my service area, I'm sorry I can't come out that far, or I'm not taking any new accounts right now. Whatever you want to say, if you don't want that account, a callback goes a long way. And for me, you know, I'm dealing with somebody, I don't get the callback, it gets me very frustrated, and I just write them off as a flake right away when I'm going to get a call back from somebody in any industry. So this is not an earth-shattering thing you can do in your business to improve it. It's something that's very basic, and it's something, again, that a lot of people neglect doing. So a simple callback, simply answering your phone, or if you get a call and you can't answer, you can text them back. Most people are calling from their cell phone. I don't think anyone uses a landline anymore unless it's a business calling. And I guess this is another one of my pet peeves, is that since the advent of texting, it's really, really, really easy to respond to somebody. And when I call somebody and I get no response from them, I leave my cell phone number and they don't even bother to text me back, which is really easy to do for anyone. That also bothers me. So texting back, if you can't call back, is a great way to save that client or maybe get that potential client. Another characteristic or a business quality that you should be developing is that when you say you're going to be there at a certain time, you're going to be there at the certain time. Now, if you can't make it or if you're in traffic, you can send a message to the customer or somebody saying you're going to be late. But one of the things that I think really will set you apart in business is being on time for everything. 2 minutes early, 3 minutes early for everything. I work with a turf company that does a lot of work on my properties. And the one thing I like about this company is that when they say they're going to be there at 8 in the morning, they're there at 8 in the morning. When they say they're going to come over to give me an estimate, they're going to be at that time. Any company that I deal with, on time is a really crucial thing for me. Showing up when you say you're going to show up is really something that's overlooked a lot in business also. But it shows the customer that you respect their time. Every minute they're waiting for you is 1 minute they can't be at their job or doing something more productive. So when you give a customer a set time, I'll be there at 1 p.m., you should be there at 1 p.m. and do everything in your power to be there at 12:58 so that they see you pull up on time for the appointment. Getting there late also shows them that you're not good at time management, and then that kind of goes in their head. They may get the impression that you're not going to be good at other things. And the first impression is really critical. There's a great book by Malcolm Gladwell called Blink. And this book just basically talks about first impressions and how, you know, you develop these things when you meet somebody and your instinct with that person is usually correct. And the book starts off about a statue that the Getty Center purchased, and all the experts are looking at it and they're thinking there's something wrong with this statue. And, you know, they just can't pinpoint what it is, but they know that it's not authentic just by the feeling they get by looking at it. And one of them said it looked too new and it looked too good for the age of it. And it turned out it was a fake. They purchased a fake statue. And this book goes into detail about the first impression that you set is the impression that sticks with the client. So getting out of your truck late, you know, 10, 15 minutes late to the appointment when you're going to do a bid, you know, you can say, oh, I'm sorry, I'm late, but that's not going to really do anything with the first impression of your company. And going forward, they're going to always have that first impression in their head when they see you or talk to you. And that may fade away over the years, but the first impression is really critical. And that goes back to the first point of returning phone calls timely or texting them timely. And that's the first impression of your business right there before they even meet you. But certainly showing up late when you're at for your first meeting is another bad first impression, especially if the first impression is you not returning the call on time or in a timely manner, then the other impression of you being late is even worse and it makes that worse. So be on time. And of course, you want to look pretty good. I carry a spare shirt in my truck and you're out there working, you get messy, especially if you're doing filters or anything you're doing. And chances are, if you have a bid that day and you're out there working, something's going to happen to get your shirt dirty or your pants dirty. So the pants, I don't have a spare pair of pants, but I probably should carry one. That's kind of complicated. But I do carry a spare shirt. That way I at least look pretty decent when I do a bid. Or, you know, my first impressions of the customer is that I'm wearing my button-up shirt and I look respectable. So showing up with a dirty shirt is another thing that goes kind of with that showing up late. You want to be presentable. Your truck should be somewhat decent and clean because you never know if the client is going to actually walk out by your truck. There's some clients that are kind of like follow me clients. They'll like, whenever you walk somewhere, they'll like walk behind you. And chances may be that when you walk out to your truck to get something or show them something, they're going to walk behind you. It's kind of weird. There's people like that. There's close talkers. There's all different kind of people you run into. The close talkers are probably the worst, but COVID has kind of pushed them back a little bit. So definitely you want to make sure your truck is clean and orderly. I was talking to someone who worked for a big company and he would do a lot of hiring there. And one thing he would do after the interview is walk the person down out to the parking lot and he would walk them all the way to their vehicle. And his whole point was to see how they kept their vehicle. Was the back seat of the truck or car disheveled? Was the truck unorganized in the back? You know, what did the vehicle look like? Was this person an organized person? And he said 9 out of 10 times he would not hire somebody who had a messy or disheveled vehicle with everything all over the place inside, because that kind of translates into how they work and their work ethic. And he was right almost every time based on how their vehicle was, which is kind of a weird litmus test, but it's kind of a true thing also. And this was actually several years ago when I talked to him, and I've been keeping my truck really neat and orderly ever since because it really does move the needle and it does make a difference how your truck looks to the client. And I remember this one incident, and this will illustrate this, where I was leaving a stop and the customer flagged me down and she was like, "Hey, can you help jumpstart my Mercedes because the car is not starting?" And, you know, she actually was on the passenger side looked into my truck because it was one of those things where she stopped me and I was able to help her with her car. But what would happen if she would have looked into my truck and it was just all messy and disheveled and, you know, chaotic in there? That would have been a bad impression for the client. And so you never know when they're going to see your truck later, not just for the bid. So you want to keep your vehicle clean all the time and in pretty good, you know, looking order, wash it ever so often, because you never know when the client is going to come out and flag you down and, you know, have a chance to look at your vehicle. That's really important. So number one, answer calls, return text messages. Number two, show up on time. And I did mention that a lot of people leave one-star Yelp reviews, and I've seen them all over the place. I was looking at different contractors in my area just to get an idea of someone that I could call in the future. And I can't tell you, this company was like a 3-star rated Google company. And it's all because the person answering the phone was really short and rude with people. And when they would ask something general, like, you know, how much do you bid? They would say something like, I think one of the quotes was like, they just said that they don't give bids over the phone. And he pretty much hung up on me. I mean, if you don't give bids over the phone, that's 100% understandable, especially for a contractor. I mean, if someone's like, "Hey, how much to remodel my bedroom?" There's no way you can quote that. But there's a nice way to say it. Like, you know, one of the things that's really hard about this is that we really can't give bids over the phone because we have to see the location. But we can come out for free and measure and give you a free estimate, totally free estimate. And we can give you that estimated price within a day of coming out there and looking at the property. So if you want me to come out later today or tomorrow, I can do that and I can give you a price. That's a good way to answer it. Not just, we don't give prices over and then hang up on the person. And you're going to definitely generate a lot of one-star reviews. And so how you talk to people is probably the third thing that's going to move the needle in your company and make you 80% better than every company out there. How you talk to someone in a professional manner. That means no profanity, no cursing, no slang, no "hey man" or no, you know, "yes" or "that's cool." None of that stuff out there. It's going to be more like how they do it in Texas. You know, if you ever met someone from Tennessee or Texas, "yes sir," "yes ma'am." They're really polite and proper. They're just raised that way. Here in California, you know, we don't do that. And I hardly ever had anyone call me sir. So it's one of those things where it's really foreign in my part. And I'm from New Jersey, and I know back east is like totally foreign to address someone that way. So one of the things that you want to develop is a good way to address people. Call them sir, ma'am. You know, if they're a doctor, I always refer to the doctors on my route as doctor. And I think that's just showing them the proper respect. I mean, they went through 4 years of college and then 4 years of medical school, then 2 years of intern, or maybe more than that if they're a specialist. So they spent 12 years of their lives becoming a doctor. And you want to address them as such because they're really something. They really did something above and beyond what everyone else does. And so that's showing them respect. And just calling someone sir or ma'am is one way to show respect to the customer. And just how you talk, the tone of your voice, the inflection, your facial expressions, these are all things that are really important in business. And I think, you know, a lot of people don't have those skills in just every field you run into. Just if you go to fast food restaurants, if you go to Chick-fil-A or In-N-Out Burger, and then you go to McDonald's, you can see that one company stresses and pushes them to be polite and smile. And the other company, that's really low on their list of things when they're looking for an employee. And kind of gauge that when you're going out somewhere, when the person is friendly to you and polite, don't you feel like you're being treated with a lot more respect by that company, even if it's a burger place, you know, or any kind of store? I think the answer is yes. The more that they show respect towards you, the more you want to do business with that person at any level. And that goes with the pool service business. The more you show respect and deference to the client, the more they're going to want to do business with you. All of this to say that these three things, answering your phone, showing up on time, and talking to someone with respect, is going to set you apart from about 80% of the pool service companies out there. I'm not kidding. In any industry, about only 20 to 25% are actually doing these things and giving the client the proper respect. And so if you want to grow your business, if you want to set your business apart from everyone else, you don't really need to do anything earth-shattering, wrapping your truck with a $2,000 wrap, having a clever name, you know, all these things, mass marketing, you know, paying Google $1,200 a month to place your business first in AdSense or Google Ads, they call it now. None of that's going to matter if you don't answer your phone, don't return calls, don't show up on time, don't present yourself in a well-dressed and polite manner, and don't give people the proper respect. It doesn't matter how much money you spend on any of those things. If you don't do those, you're not going to grow your business. So try these simple things. It's really easy to do. And if you're not a people person and you're not like In-N-Out quality or Chick-fil-A quality, you're not going to stand there and smile at everyone they come up there to order, develop those skills. I mean, I guess stand in front of the mirror and smile. Just don't scare too many people as you're learning how to smile. But there's a lot of things that you need to do to really improve yourself out there. And they're really easy to do. And just practice them. Practice being polite to everyone when you go out somewhere. If you're the kind of person that's kind of gruff, start being more polite to everyone out there in public when you go to restaurants or you're in a business. And that will actually change how you talk to people on your pool route or potential clients. And these are really important skills. And I think it's one thing that a lot of businesses need to really develop out there. And if you want to set yourself apart, develop these skills and you will be set apart. If you're looking for more podcasts that I recorded, you can definitely check that out on my website at swimmingpoollearning.com. On the banner, there's a podcast icon. Click on that. It'll take you to a drop-down menu where I have over 800 podcast recordings to date. And if you wanted to enhance your business, definitely check out my coaching program at poolguycoaching.com. Thanks for listening to this podcast. Have a great week. God bless. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. Real quick, if you're not using pool service software, try Skimmer free for 30 days at getskimmer.com/poolguy. Again, that's getskimmer.com/poolguy. Skimmer, everything you need to run your pool service business all in one app.